The next poem was written in South India, and it's called The Tramp. I had, of course, gone forth. I was leading the life of a wandering sadhu. But I wrote this poem called it The Tramp. I suppose to some extent I must have identified with the tramp, as one would say. I must incidentally say that I have selected these poems principally on account of their autobiographical interest, not on account of their literary merit, which some of you will probably notice, in some cases at least, is rather lacking. Okay? So you'll have to be just a little bit indulgent. Huh? So The Tramp. I will not read the scriptures of advertisements obscene. I will not offer incense to the godhead of machine. I will not be a pawn in the game of politics. I will not sell my birthright. I will kick against the pricks. Not in tired but sleekless cities where the black smoke shrouds the stars. Not in the reeking of rottenness of brothels and of bars. Not in office or in workshop where, labouring night and day, the sullen millions languish. 1 second will I stay. I will read the book of nature that reveals the things above. I will offer my heart's incense to wisdom and to love. I will fill my life with beauty and with joy transfigure it. I will rise and claim my birthright and to truth alone submit. By willow-shaded waters, from village snug not far, on slow-drawn creaking barges, beneath the evening star, in fields, by hill or valley, contented night and day, with birds and flowers and butterflies, forever will I stay. Well, I wasn't personally able to spend all my life with birds and flowers and butterflies, agreeable as that might have been, but this poem written when I was, just in my middle 20s, does reflect, I think, the sort of attitude I've kept up or tried to keep up, the idealism, if I may dare to use that word, which I've tried to cultivate all through my life.